Welcome everyone to season 2, episode 4 of the Fire Emblem Podcast. I'm Blazer, and we have our co-host here, Shu.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So we are back.
She's tired, guys.
I am tired.
Myself included. We're going the extra mile to provide you with an episode this week. Last week it didn't work out. We were both kind of busy. You know, stuff happens. We got to both take the time out to get this done, do the editing and all the jazz. So, Anyhow, we'll try and stay best on track as we can. So keep following us. Follow our damn Twitter, of course. If you already watch this, you better be
forceful, Blazer. Follow our damn Twitter.
I'm doing the promotions at the beginning, so if anyone stops watching 1 minute in, we already got the promotions going through, right?
Oh, that's good strategy.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm gonna become a professional marketer here. In all seriousness, what's our topic for today, Shu?
Our topic is, well, we want to start out. We want to talk a little bit about DLC and probably talk about the Wii U tablet and how it, you know, relates to Fire Emblem later on. That's on our agenda, my friend.
All right. So let's start with DLC from a very basic standpoint. DLC, downloadable content. Any gamer who's pretty much gamed any recent games knows how DLC works, what it is, all that jazz, right?
Indeed.
And in a general sense, DLC is not usually received well. At least it doesn't seem to me. I feel like people are a lot quicker to jump and criticize DLC than they are to appreciate it. Even though there are plenty of people who appreciate it, and you know they do because DLC makes a lot of money. All right, say whatever you want. DLC can make a shit ton of money.
What it really is that what I think the people. It really depends on what kind of games you play, because there are some games. I mean, even if you like DLC, you gotta recognize there's some pretty bad DLC for some games. You know, I remember, I think it was Oblivion, the game on the console, and they had some really crappy DLC early on. But I mean, for a lot of people like, you know, shooters, Halo and Call of Duty, that put out map packs that are received pretty well. So I think it really depends on what kind of gamer you are.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the level of content, you know, different publishers put in different levels of content.
It's true.
You know, they put different levels of effort is what I really meant to say there. And, you know, it shows in the price tag as well. You know, the price tag is really important because the difference between a $2.99 purchase and a $3.99 purchase, at least to me, is pretty significant in terms of like deciding whether I want something or not. That $1, it might not seem like much, but at least for me, I'm definitely more tempted to go for the $2.99 DLC, like exponentially more than the $3.99 DLC. If I try out one DLC and like it sucks ass, chances are I'm not gonna try the other like 5 map packs or extra chapters or whatever the hell, extra levels, whatever the hell it is. You know, you gotta start strong at least with the DLC. You know, from a developer standpoint, they gotta put that effort in. Otherwise, it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm. And Awakening, the most recent Fire Emblem release, was the first game in the Fire Emblem series to have DLC.
Not only that, but I'm gonna intervene here. I don't remember the exact detail, but from what I remember, it's like the first game to have paid DLC for the 3DS or something like that.
Oh, really? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. It was actually at first, like when the game was still being developed, whatever. It was actually like a big deal. It was like, yeah, Awakening is going to be the first game to do this. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And it's going to feature characters from the old games that we haven't seen from forever and fan service, whatever. excuse me. So, you know, that was pretty hype at first, right? In a way, you can't hate DLC in the basic sense that, oh, it's extra content and, you know, even if it sucks, it's ultimately extra. But then again, you are paying for it, so you can hate it. So I've got mixed feelings for DLC personally.
I think that you're qualified to hate DLC if you buy it or if you try it in one way or another. Because, I mean, like, if you're hating on map packs for whatever game, I mean, you haven't even played the maps. You're just mad that you have to pay for something.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a weak argument at the end of the day.
Yeah. Another thing with DLC is that this applies especially to games that are localized in one area first and then they get ported to another area.
Such as Fire Emblem.
Yes, of course. So you have so DLC, like the original point of DLC, at least in my mind, was that you create the game, you have a set deadline for the game. As a developer, whoever's paying for funding your game, whoever's your, higher ups, they're saying, all right, you got to get this shit out by this period. So a lot of the times, futures are cut out, things are, slacked on, whatever. Fire Emblem Awakening, the characters didn't have feet. If they had pushed that back a few months, I feel like, yeah, they probably could have added in feet, right?
Very important.
So stuff happens. And then you have DLC, you say, all right, we're done developing.
Okay.